Hello and welcome to episode 2 of How Very Hannah. We're back in the studio. How do you like my set, guys? I'm obsessed with it. I love the colour of this. We got a bit of blue going on, like the Teen Vogue party. We've got the stage door sign. We've got a disco ball. Love that song. And we've got this little light. Does this actually work? Oh! She works. So we're back with episode 2. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got my sparkles on. This top, actually, I wore to my first ever Six Musical audition. So I feel like it's my lucky top. I love it. We've got a lot more to come. We've got some drama. We've got some games. And we've got a special guest. Drum roll, please. Boom. Leighton Williams is going to be joining us in the studio. Can't wait. Can't wait to see him. Can't wait to chat to him and have some fun. So on that note, enjoy the episode. Run the titles. Once upon a time, there was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait, someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take 2!
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage. And so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah.
How very Hannah.
How very Hannah, that's the name from a podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah.
Hit the lights.
How very Hannah.
That's too bright. Okay, it's my podcast show. Let's go. Whenever that plays, I'm like, how's this for an opening title? I'm obsessed with it. And if you are just listening to this and you're like, what the heck is going on? You can watch it. It's a visual podcast, I'll have you know. So if you want to watch it as well, you can watch it on Spotify or YouTube, or you can do both. Don't let me tell you what to do, you know? Confessions of a Drama Queen. We're starting off strong today. We already have some correspondence in the inbox. So it's time for Confessions of a Drama Queen. Okay, we have a confession or a question or something. I've not read this yet. So let's do it. Hey, Hannah, I need your advice because I feel like I'm stuck between being myself and keeping my friends. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is this a Heather or is this a Bok? I don't know. Let's just go with Heather. I'm here to help you, Heather. I'm in year 10 and I love theatre. Like, full on obsessed. Me too. I spend my weekends at stagey workshops. I know every West End cast change before it's even announced. Oh, Heather? And my For You page is just clips of dream roles and opening night reactions. But lately, I've noticed my friends rolling their eyes when I talk about it. Ugh. They've started making little jokes like, oh, here we go again, or can we have one conversation that isn't about musicals? Blah, boring. Sorry, Heather didn't write that. That was just me. Some of them have even said they just don't get why I'm so into it and that it's a bit cringe. Oh, I think it's cringe that you're not into it, okay? Anyway, sorry, I'll try and think logistically here and not angrily. And I know I probably talk about it a lot, but it's what I love. It makes me so happy and I don't want to have to pretend I don't care just to fit in. But at the same time, I just don't want to push my friends away or be the weird one they all secretly laugh about, Heather. What do I do? Do I tone it down and try and be more normal? Or should I just own my staginess and risk losing some friends? Heather? They are not your friends. Get new friends. Sorry, that's a bold statement, but anyone that makes you feel like that is not a true friend. When you're in year 10 at school, there's a certain kind of expectation to be like cool and be like really low key. I feel like this is kind of, I love TikTok, but I feel like it's kind of the TikTok era where you never want to look like you're making an effort about anything, if that makes sense. Do you remember, like, there was this whole era on TikTok where people were doing dances, but they weren't putting any effort into the dances. That was such a bad example because I can't move too much because my top's making loads of noise. Listen, so I'm trying to keep open. But there was an era on TikTok where like, oh, no one was making any effort and we were all just acting really low key and cool. But that was so boring. And then I feel like recently the sparkles have been coming back out. I feel like the Wicked movie is like making musical theatre more mainstream, is helping make musical theatre more mainstream. And if people aren't accepting of that, then get in the bin. That's what I say. Let me just break down some more of what you've said. It's a bit cringe. Do you know what? My whole brand, Hannah Lowther, is cringe. Like my whole brand is being cringe. And if I wasn't cringe, my very first videos on TikTok, I got trolled so badly. Not my very first ones, but like eventually on TikTok, I started getting trolled quite a lot. And not like trolls, like the cool ones with the like funky hair. It was like trolls, like internet trolls. Horrible. You know, if I didn't push through that, I wouldn't be where I am today. So like, I feel like sometimes you have to just embrace the cringe. Put that on a postcard. Embrace the cringe. You know, it's okay to have school friends and then to have like theater friends. I think when you leave school in maybe like 1 year or a year and a bit, you'll find your people. I think at school, you're all shoved together in one group and you're kind of forced to be friends with people that in like the real world or when you can choose who you spend time with, you might not necessarily be friends with them anyway. So I think try and like find your tribe of people maybe outside of school so that when you finish, you can like get a bit of joy from being around people that, you know, they have the same interests as you. I get it. It's hard because at school, like you just want to fit in and try and be like normal. You've put that in like inverted commas. So I know that you know that like what is normal, you know? But I think own your staginess and risk losing friends. Because if you lose friends, then they're not your real friends anyway. And also, if you're super, super stagey and you continue to maybe pursue it as a career and then you do well, these will be the very, this has happened to me, these will be the very same friends that will be messaging you on, I was going to say Facebook, but no one uses Facebook anymore. No offense, Facebook. I don't know why I thought actual Facebook would be offended by that. Like, they don't care. These will be the friends that are like messaging you on, I don't know, is it like Snapchat or Instagram? They'll be the ones DMing you being like, hey, saw that you've been cast in Six. I'd love to come. Can you get me tickets for free? You know, these will be the friends that will, you know, be licking your bum, you know, sucking up to you in the future if you do well and if, you know, you continue to follow your dreams and embrace your staginess. So I say screw them if you can't take a joke. And I love that you spend your weekends at stagey workshops. I feel like that is the perfect place to be like finding your group of friends that are all into the same thing as you. Latch onto them, embrace them, support each other, and you'll find joy in that. Don't worry about these school friends because when school finishes, you don't need to be friends with them anymore. It's fine. I really hope this podcast like helps bring people together and, you know, get in the comment section, get replying to people. I'd love to create like a community of people and, you know, keep your eyes peeled for maybe one day in the future having some in-person events or shows. And then you can like meet these people and create a community. Maybe we should all get like matching t-shirts or something. The How Very Hannah Club or something. I need to think of a name for you all. Let me know. What's the name? What's the name going to be for the group? I don't know. It will come to me. So we've changed the whole set around because this is my good side. But we're here with Leighton Williams. Woo. Woo.
Hey, hey.
First guest on the pod.
I know.
What an honour. No, I'm joking.
No, genuinely, like, for both of us, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. We actually saw each other earlier in the week as well.
Literally, double whammy.
It's been a stagey week.
A double bill. But
we've both got shows to go to tonight. We're living the dream, truly.
Truly, baby.
Truly. So Leighton is here and he has a little game, I think, where producer Sophia over here is going to give Leighton a list of questions to ask me, basically about him and his career and his life. I actually don't know. This is our first time doing it.
Oh my God. I love this.
We're going to test my knowledge of Leighton. I did have a Google and I got as far as your birthday, but I think I've got it.
Wikipedia don't lie, baby.
Okay.
Well, actually, it does.
Yeah, we're both Virgos.
No, very much so it does. Are we?
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
September 11th.
Oh, we're like very close.
13th.
Max Harwood as well, I think. He's like the
12th. Yeah, he's the 12th.
Look at us.
Witches. Right.
Which West End show was my professional debut? This one is so easy.
Billy Elliot, of course. Period. Iconic moment.
Which city did I grow up in?
Leicester? Is that right? No.
Not you, just like...
Is that right?
No.
Oh! Oh, wait, now give me a clue then.
You did answer very quickly.
Leicester.
Listen to my
accent. I'm not great with accents. We found that out in the first episode.
Really?
Yeah, wait, speak.
So I am Northern.
Oh, Yorkshire. No.
It's the wrong side of the Pennines.
I don't know what Pennines is.
Oh my God, literally anything like above what Birmingham is, for Southerners, yeah, is like North.
No, Manchester.
Yes.
Okay, oh my gosh, easy.
Easy. Okay, which musical have I performed in the most times? Actually, do I even know that? This is close, actually.
Jamie?
Probably yes, because...
The most shows.
I guess I did Billy Elliot for a couple of years, but I didn't do it 8 times a week.
Yeah, because so. You share it. When you do shows as a kid, like you share it. How many other Billys were there too?
Like sometimes 3, sometimes 4, depended.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I think you ate that one up.
Billy Elliot was that one show as a kid that I was desperate to be in.
What did you want?
Never
be,
got it.
Do you want to be one of the ballet girls?
One of the ballet girls. My ballet wasn't great and it still isn't. But I tried.
Isn't that the whole point?
Yeah.
Kind of low.
True, actually.
No shade to the girls that did it.
No, right. But I remember in the audition, they asked me to do a shuffle time step and I'd never done a shuffle time step before.
Nor had I, to be fair.
I did a pickup time step and I was like, I swear these are harder and this is all I can do. So I did that.
Shuffle is harder. Really?
Got cut. Yeah, yeah, I had to pretend not to cry because my mum said
first
I
round
couldn't.
Cut.
Yeah. My mum said I couldn't go back again if I cried. So I was like, I'm fine.
I'm really not affected
I'm
by
really
this.
Fine.
Well, you're here now, babes. You made it.
I
in
know,
the end,
it's so. Fine.
We're, like, we will
we're both
not dwell.
Sitting here.
If I had to listen to one musical soundtrack on repeat forever, what would it be?
Oh no. I have no idea.
Yeah. Because I fluctuate constantly.
Okay, so give me a clue. Like what sort of
I would probably
contemporary...
like to be upbeat. Probably a bit more contempt. I'm not really a one day more girly.
Okay.
I mean...
Hairspray? That's on the CV, isn't it?
I feel like it's on the CV, but like, do you know once you've done a show? Sadly, you're like...
I know, it kind of ruins it for you.
Like the shuffle, you will be pressing next.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But do you know what? I'm going to let you have it. Because Hairspray...
It is a feel-good soundtrack, yeah.
We'll have that one. You'd be a very good Penny, actually.
I would love... That's one of my dream roles.
Is it?
Penny Little Pinkle,
sorry. I could be a seaweed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, do you remember in lockdown, I stitched a video that you posted...
Did you?
...of you singing something from Hairspray.
Oh yeah, I did it without love.
Do you remember
love?
You... Without love, and I sang the other part.
Oh, love that.
I stitched
Stitch.
It, and you did comment on it,
did
but
I?
He obviously doesn't remember, so that's so, yeah, a bit savage. But
that was like, well, I mean, you're the queen of socials, baby. I should have replied. Okay. Oh, what is my absolute pet peeve about theatre etiquette?
Have you said this online before?
Probably. I think I did a video
feels like research.
Literally 2 days ago about it.
Oh.
But that and many things,
oh,
really.
Oh, people recording audios.
Audios, videos, munching too loud.
Oh, no.
Screaming, doing the most when it's not necessarily like, girl.
Yeah. Sometimes I think it's not about you.
I just really try to not be that bothered about it because I just know that we can't really control these things
I know.
Anymore.
I can't relate. I wish I had that control you have because really? I just get so annoyed. I'm literally like, shut up.
It's the zero beep energy for me.
Yeah.
Because otherwise... Just
yeah, we're
like,
just here to do our job.
You
it's
know,
fine.
I'm just trying to slay and sometimes the reason that I get triggered is because if you record it and then it's on my not cute night.
Because mm-hmm.
somebody commented the other day when I had a little moan and they were like, oh, you should always be on your A game. I said, Miss Girl, sometimes B game calls.
Yeah.
Because I'm
this
just
is hard.
And also, I'm not like blowing my own trumpet here, but I do feel like my B game is like someone's F game. Is that
no, that's true. It's true.
It's still full out.
It's
baby.
Like sometimes you think like Suzanne sitting in the audience judging and being like, oh God, this is his B game. It's like
you will never know.
Come on then, Suzanne, get up here.
Rise
Let
up.
Me see you do it.
Sometimes we take the Tina Turndown option and that is just
Tina
okay.
Turndown.
Do you know what
I'm
I mean?
Here for it.
But I feel like, well, you didn't get the Northern, so
okay.
But everything else.
I did pretty well.
I think she smashed it. And why am I looking at you like you know more about my life than me? Right? Yeah, I think that's that. I mean, I actually don't know, so I'm just going to...
Well, obviously, I've been a fan of you, Leighton, since School for Stars.
Oh my God, that's a good one. Do you know what? I've actually been going through the archives recently and like sharing lots of like my old things because it's just nice to remind people like where we're at.
Yeah.
And it's so cute to look back.
And I trained at Italia Conti. I actually feel like School for Stars is one of the reasons I was like, I want to go there.
Yeah.
I went to the Guildford School in the end instead of the London School.
Well, it's there now, isn't it?
It's in Woking now.
But
we're
Guildford,
both Conti
Woking,
kids.
Sorry.
I think your photo was up on the wall.
Was, oh, thank yeah. gosh.
The era of School for Stars.
That was mega musical.
If you don't know, School for Stars was like, is it CBBC? It was CBBC.
CBC. I feel like anyone listening to this podcast.
Surely they know School for Stars.
Surely.
And if you don't, get to know. Because it was the most most iconic like docuseries at Italia Conti, mm-hmm. and Leighton was heavily featured.
She's featured. Literally like from my first year, it's like year 10. And I also remember when it was, so it's 2010 because luckily the years kind of were the same. Up until my third year.
Oh my
god. So I like can see myself grow from like a teenager into like a young adult.
Oh my god.
It's really cute.
That is so cute.
Yeah, I look back in the videos of me and I was very like, I was a lot calmer with me. People probably don't agree with me now, but like I think probably because I was annoyed and there was a camera in my face.
Yeah.
But like it's not the easiest being shown your
Like kind of growing up on like, camera, like
kind of just make a mistake.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, did you get paid for that?
Absolutely not.
That's wild.
I know. Like when I look back,
I think nowadays,
like,
surely.
Contracts wise, but I will say Italia Conti, like I give them so much grace when it comes to that stuff because they had me on scholarships from like the get-go.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
Like from year 10, 11, like I was a scholarship and then I got a Dada and they were always very generous with me and like they could see my potential. So like
because it's
the
kind
sake of a bit of camera time, we'll call it Evie Stevens. Do you know what I mean?
And then like, all the other shows at that era as well, like Britannia High, Glee.
I mean, I was a Glee boy.
Yeah, see, same. I've started rewatching season one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just because?
Just love it.
I feel like I'm not, I say this a lot, but I don't know if I agree. I mean, in the dressing room at Titanic currently, I'm with Jordan Gage and Rob. And also, I'm just like, I'm not that stagey. They're like, da da da, and I'm like, ooh. I'm like, who? Like, genuinely, who's that girl? Like, I don't really know the stagey tea. But sometimes, Glee, I could.
But sometimes stagey is like a feeling. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, stagey is like a feeling. It's within.
Is
it's
it not knowing
like,
as well?
It's not, well, sometimes. But like, I'm not, in that respect, I'm also not that stagey. Like, someone
like
will sing
girls.
A song to me and I'm like, I don't know what that's from.
Really?
If it's not from like Heather's Six, Jamie, Hamilton, I'm like, don't know it.
Yeah, maybe.
Exposing myself.
Yeah, you've just, you might as well cancel this.
Cancelled. Halvery Hannah in the bin.
She's out. Don't admit that. But yeah, no, I absolutely was like a ride or die with Glee. I remember meeting Amber Riley for the first time. And I mean, this is like a little bit of a mic drop, but I'm so sorry. It's my life. I was at the Olivier's. It was either the Olivier's or Evening Standard Awards, one of them like stage ones, while she clearly was doing Dreamgirls. And I was like walking towards her and she was like, like that. And obviously I was like, who's she looking at? And she was like, no, you. And I was like, what? It's like, how does Amber Riley from Glee/Dreamgirls know who I am? And apparently all of the Glee class, can't even talk, how am I going to do a show tonight? They used to watch like a show, the first TV show that I ever did called Beautiful People, which low-key was like essence of Glee before Glee.
Oh my gosh, why have I never seen that?
Because we would burst into song, we would like do full musical numbers, like Olivia Colman, like full...
Why have I never seen this?
Because you probably were about 8 years old.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I was
What
12.
Channel was it on?
BBC.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I need to check that out.
Have a look at some of the throwbacks, it's kind of iconic. And apparently the Glee cast used to like literally watch it on set.
Oh my gosh.
So how
like to them, like you are what Glee is to us.
It's just bizarre to me. And a few of them, like, and I was just like, oh my God, Amber Riley, we got a photo. And yeah, fangirled. And now we're just.
And now you're just pals.
Well, I'd like to, yeah.
Does she follow you back on Instagram?
Absolutely.
And so they're pals.
I think
official.
So anyway, who knows? But yeah, how cool is that?
That's really cool.
Especially as like a young theatre kid.
Yeah.
That was like a big. I was gassed up for that. I don't think I've ever said this before, but I...
Exclusive.
I almost... It's the first time I've known I was like, it was between me and another person. I almost played her brother in Dreamgirls. Yeah.
Oh
it wasn't meant
God.
To be, because then I went on to do Seaweed afterwards and then Angel. So it all just kind of happened the right way. But yeah.
The CV is long. check Wikipedia.
T.
Although it's not always true.
But yeah, Dreamgirls is not on it because no, I didn't book. But hey.
Yeah, but hey, never say never.
I can't play it now. Far too old for that.
Yeah, but you guys want to do something else now.
I'll give you a little... Curtis was supposed to love me.
Yeah. There we go.
T, you must know that song.
Yeah.
Oh
See,
my...
I'm fake! I'm
oh
fake!
Oh my...
Wait, is it...
I turn my back and find myself out on the line.
Don't know it. I know. Aren't I the worst?
You're actually not, but that's hilarious.
Cut the cameras.
Cut
I'm embarrassed.
The cameras. That's hilarious. Hannah's hotline.
Bow, bow, bow. Now it's time for Hannah's hotline.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh my gosh, can you hear that?
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Do you want to get it?
No, you get it.
Should we get it together?
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Oh.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Tell me your audition disasters.
Ooh, audition disasters.
Teamwork.
Dreamwork. Absolutely. I don't know whether I've got like that many disasters. I'm not saying they were all a slay.
Probably are.
No, but I audition kind of like for the first, like for the beginning of my career, my first ever audition in my life was Billy Elliot. Mm-hmm. My second audition.
And he booked it.
Period. My second audition in my life was the show called Beautiful People.
And he booked
about.
It.
There you go. And the third audition in my life was Thrill Alive.
And he booked it. I didn't know about that one, but I guessed.
I did. So at this point for me, auditions were meetings.
Mm.
So like, I just had this like real good run. So then I can't recall what it was, but I think it was a TV show for the fourth one. And I was like, okay, period. Like,
you're like booking it. It's fine.
Just like this mentally, yeah. Like, oh, not, it wasn't like overly confident. It was just like, that's what had happened prior to. Mm. And I was a kid. So give me some grace. And I was going up to my agency. I was like, guys, like, when does this job start? Like, like I'm learning my lines. Yeah. Like, I need more of the script. Like, I need some. They're like, you did not book that job. And I didn't know that you weren't. Wait, if you didn't get the job, you got told.
You don't hear, yeah.
And that was the beginning of thousands and thousands of no's in life. But the first one hurt.
Yeah, I bet.
Do you know, I was like, wow, you really didn't want me. You know, like, when you deep it.
Savage.
Like, I was like, but I thought I was a star. So that was like a funny little audition story. But I don't know whether I've made a massive fool of myself, you know.
I have.
Have you? Oh, go on then.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was auditioning for, it was actually like a charity show at the Adelphi Theatre. And it was Singing in the Rain.
You auditioned for a charity, sorry, hold on. Why are we auditioning for a charity
show? So it was like a 48-hour challenge where you had 48 hours to put on a show and perform it at the Adelphi. And it was like, it was called the 48-hour challenge, I don't know.
Work,
and it was Singing in the Rain. And like, there was lots of like, really like big people like involved and stuff. But obviously it was like a charity show to raise money for a charity. And I auditioned for it and I was in for like one of the main parts. Mm. And I used to have this thing where I would wear this like yellow play suit and I wore it for all of, I looked like the sun. Like I wore it for all of my drama school, like agent auditions.
Yeah.
And this was my first audition out of drama school. And okay, I was like, right, I'm going to wear my yellow play suit. Like, obviously, like I don't own any other clothes. Yeah, like this is what I must wear for all auditions. It was like middle of winter. I'm wearing this tiny little play suit. Like, honestly, went in there, felt like I was smashing it. I was singing, I don't want to show off no more. Like I was giving you like glitz and glam.
Yeah.
And you know, there's like a little dance break and it goes, you'll never see this. Dun, 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 dun. And I went, you'll never see this. I went, ball, change, whack. This leg went vroom, and I just literally fell on the floor. And it was at like a school. It was in a school. And you know, like the school carpet?
Yeah, yeah.
It was given school carpet, burn up my leg on the school carpet.
And was it just you?
It was just me in the room. But I carried on. I don't know how I did that.
That's what
I carried on. I was on the floor like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, you'll never see this. Ha, never see that. Like,
oh, no.
I just carried on. Got a recall.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, there you go, because you carried on.
So embarrassed. I cried when I came out because I was like, oh my gosh, if this is what the industry's like the industry. Like,
carpeted industry.
Carpeted industry. Like, I can't deal with this. But I got a recall. That's the only like major embarrassing thing I've done, I think.
I don't think that's that embarrassing because you picked yourself up and you cracked on, you got a recall.
Yeah, I did crack on with it.
I did the same. It was for Newsies actually when they were trying to bring it like the first time around, like years ago. And they were like, we can't find the talent, which is always cringe when they say that.
Yeah.
And you're in the room. But legit, I think like massive, like, there was a Matthew Bourne production on. There was like West Side Story. So like the boys, the it girls, boys were slaying elsewhere. But oh my God, I remember. It was like boom, boom, boom. Chat. Now the signs of the season. Then you had to do double and double tour land. And I kind of been smashing it up until there, but it was like my time to go. And the double was cute. But then the tour on Lair Chow, my spot was not it. And I also landed myself fully on the floor. But I think to make up for it afterwards, I like did like 12 backflips around the room.
Oh, just okay,
them,
fine.
Just to let
you're
them
like,
know.
I can do stuff, don't worry.
That was like my signature. Like, I actually low-key miss it. Like a good old dance round.
But I feel like I haven't done a dance round in a long
forever.
Time. I'm quite scared about doing that again.
Do you like doing dance rounds?
No.
I love it.
Do
See,
you?
In my core, I know, well, touch wood, and it sounds so boasty when you're saying it on a podcast, but like, tea girlies, we've been new. Like, dance was my thing, mm-hmm. is my thing. I don't know whether I'll class it as now anyway, but...
Yeah, in those high heels, backflipping, in Everyone's Talking About Jamie.
Did I do a backflip?
You did a back handspring.
Did I?
Maybe you did.
I shouldn't have done that.
You definitely did.
To be fair, the first few previews...
Were you the one that was on in the cinema?
I definitely did a backflip in like the opening. No.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not my thought.
Cut.
Keep it. But basically, I knew what I needed to do because I was Williams as well. So yeah. W, like very end of the alphabet. So I could clock what everyone would do.
Yeah.
So it was very much like, you know, if you can trick, da, da, da. So I'd wait for everyone to do their thing. And then I'd be like, if you did 5 backflips, I'm going to do 7. So I just always wanted to make sure that they knew I could just like... And I always finish with like fuerte on turn-ons. Why am I doing this?
Fuerte on turn-ons.
I always finish with fuerte. And then I did like a 1, 2, 3, double tall box. That was my little signature.
Oh my gosh.
I know, but
in my dreams, could I do that?
I used to love a good dance call. Bring back dance calls, guys. I don't want to sing first. I don't want to act. I just want to give you a leg. Even though
God, I'm a dancer.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though I don't have to dance in any shows anymore. I'd love that. But
no,
yeah,
I feel like
that was embarrassing, but... I didn't get a recall
it
because no
is.
One got a recall.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't bring the show.
Because the show didn't happen.
But it did eventually.
Yeah.
And it was a slay.
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
I feel like my 6th audition, it's not like embarrassed. I didn't have any embarrassing moments, but like sometimes there's just things within the audition process that just make you feel a bit like icky.
Go on, which one?
And like, it was great, but like in the 6 auditions, you have to like, you have to all stand at the sides and like, obviously you're going like, yes, girls, like, sorry, I even feel cringe.
Get it, girls.
Yes, girls, get it. But like sometimes when there's a whole group of people doing that, like it just feels like force and like cringe.
Yeah.
And so like, but it does create a good energy. And when you're in the middle dancing and there's people, yeah, but they ask you to do it. They're like, let's hype each other up and stuff like that. And it's a bit like, oh, it feels like forced. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I do
but
a lot
like,
of workshops
nice.
And I try to say, keep the energy up, but like maybe just a cute sort of clap. You doesn't have to give yes, girl.
It's
slay
hot.
Girl.
Slay queen.
You got this. Yeah, diva. Diva boot. Wait, have I got anything? Oh, I guess I've forgotten lines before.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, I remember one very specifically. I think it was, I don't know what business I thought I was doing an audition for the show because who would I have played but Bugsy Malone?
I can see you as... Tallulah?
My name is Tallulah.
Yeah.
Big bop. Sheridan Smith, shout out. yeah, and I was auditioning for that. And I was singing the song and I was just like, the lyrics completely went for me. But like, I'm very much like, keep cracking and keep it moving. So I was just like, da, 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 da. I forgot my words. And then I just kept singing random stuff until I got to the chorus. And they were like, dying. And I was just like, do you know what? At least I've made them laugh.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And like the panel, I think I'm realizing now as I'm getting a bit older, like
that.
The panel are just normal people. Like if you get it wrong, it's fine.
It's not that deep.
And it's not a memory test.
No.
I hate that. I'm never like for a first audition, I'm not normally like off, but like I'll just take it and hold it.
Like
we're busy.
They do
we're
that
busy.
In America, you know.
Yeah.
I found that they're like, oh, just read the script. And I'm like, oh.
Because yeah, just
here,
hold it.
Why do we feel forced to like have to
spend
do this?
Hours like learning 5 songs and then get in there and they're like, oh, can you sing your own song? And it's like, well, why have I just learned?
Oh
five
my minutes? Gosh.
It's crazy.
It's actually been such a minute since. Bring back, I'm not saying like that, audition.
Bring
by
back
the way.
Auditions.
It's not giving off only, but bring back me being in the room. There's something about it. You do love it though, don't
you? No, I do. I think sometimes I thrive in like, in situations where I feel a bit under pressure and a bit stressed.
Yeah.
And a little bit like that adrenaline.
Yeah.
I kind of love.
What other like epic audition I've had?
Oh yeah, what's like the biggest audition you've been in for?
I would say the first ever open call that I did was for a chorus line at the Palladium.
Oh my gosh.
And that was like, I just wanted to go to like an open because I'd never done it before.
Was it on stage?
On the Palladium stage.
Why don't they do that anymore?
I know.
That is so cool.
And it just like, just being there was like kind of magical. Like queue around the block, which
oh
I don't know why I went to the open call because my agent definitely could have just got me audition, but I don't know. I just wanted to go.
It's exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And the first like cut was say your name, I think maybe hi or whatever. And it was just double pirouette on the left, double pirouette on the right. Done.
That's it.
And they would cut you from there.
I'd be done for.
Would you be a goner?
Yeah, I'd be a goner.
A gorgeous,
I mean, I could give you a
clean,
strong single.
Clean second. And the girls were tumbling and falling that stage. And I don't even know if this is factual, but I don't think the Palladium is raked, baby.
Is it not?
I don't know, but...
it was the rake. It was the rake, it wasn't me.
Well, one person was trying to do too much, and I'm so glad I saw them before me, because I low-key was like, should I do triple? And they did a triple and they got caught.
Really? Because like, they were like, take the direction. Stick to their direction.
We said double. And yeah, people that you think obviously could just do a double pirouette, the nerves were getting to them, girl. Imagine you've got one chance to do a double and then you're gone.
I once auditioned for, it was at Theatre Royal Drury Lane. It was 42nd Street and it was raining like crazy. Mm. Waited all day, like you said, like going around the building, waited all day. They were like bringing people in gradually and then giving you a time slot to go back. And I got to the very front of the queue, got in my little outfit. Oh, we happened to cut the line here and not bring anyone back
because
the show was on outfit. That night. I was wearing the yellow outfit again.
We need to see this outfit, by the way. You must wear it in your next.
I actually think I gave it to the charity shop.
Oh no.
So hopefully someone's like really embracing
dancing in
it.
There. So they cut and then you never got to
and
go
they,
in.
Well, they cut the line there and I just spent all day because they were like, oh, we have to start getting ready for the show tonight. That there was some, I don't know what show was on there.
Yikes.
And I was like, right. And loads of people, I think, like kicked off about it because like,
I don't
you
think
can't...
we need to be doing that anymore.
No.
I think it is like, you know, SOS producers, casting and all that thing, but like legit it's for clout, let's be for real.
It is, yeah.
Because it's the hype, it's the buzz, it's the, oh, look at the queue, but you could just take in the applications.
And give
also,
time slots.
Wasting people's time. Like, I know you are 40 years old. Why are you auditioning for Tracy Turnblad? Girl. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know, the open call sometimes.
The open call does waste a lot of people's time. I love that everyone gets an opportunity. That's fab.
100%.
But they should do open calls, but just like, this is your slot.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold out there.
It is.
It's cold outside.
And some people are getting there at like 3 a.m. Waiting just to be at the front so that they can get to their shift that starts at 10 because they want to be the first in.
Yeah, I say keep open calls because like, I'm living proof that like it works because Billy was an open call. But like you definitely like, there's ways to make it a bit more sane for people.
Yeah.
Bless them.
But in general, auditions aren't that bad.
I love an audition. Bring back dance calls, I say.
Yeah. And
I'm sure they're still happening. I'm just not in the room for them. Would that be cute? Just like go and just hit
just go along to an open call. I think you'd get mobbed.
They'd be like, what is Leighton doing here?
Yeah.
Like I low-key, like I'm a bit embarrassed. Like I want to start taking class a bit more this year. But I'm just
me
like,
too. I'm too scared.
I'm scared also because it's like I talk the talk, I need to walk the walk. And I shouldn't care what other people think, but they're like, why are you here?
People will be watching you.
And I'm like, I just want to dance.
Yeah, I know. I was actually thinking
of... together?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Who's class?
I don't
know.
I feel like I'd love to just hire out a studio, invite all my friends and have it as like a safe zone with like my friends and like people I know.
But isn't that just class? That's what it should be.
I know, but like there'll be loads of I worry that there's like random people in class that might be being like...
You.
Oh, she's not that good. Do you know what I mean?
Like, be on TikToky.
He'll be on the TikTok straight
he'll
away.
Be on the TikTok.
I mean? I don't know. It just, I don't know. We'll see.
You falling over.
I'll come to one of your...
Step whack.
I'll come to one of your workshops.
You're always welcome at one of my workshops.
But in general, auditions aren't that bad.
We love
and
them.
If something goes wrong, at least you've got a good story to tell.
Continue, carry on. And if not, you can chat about it on a podcast.
And that's that.
Period.
Okay, another set change. And this time we're going to play a cheeky little drama school game. We all know and love an improv game. And this one is going to be fun. So I am the taxi driver. Leighton's my passenger. And the only thing is, every sentence we say has to be a question. I don't know what happens if it's not a question, but that would be bad. Okay, should we start? Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, action. Taxi for Leighton?
I think so.
Do you want to come in?
I'd like to, yes, but only if that's okay with you.
That's fine with me. Where would you like to go?
I'm off to the Criterion Theatre, I think.
What are you doing there?
I am going to see a show. What's it called again?
Do you think it's called Titanic?
I think it might be called Titanic. Does it have... It's actually really hard.
It's really hard.
Does it have that guy off
Strictly
Dancing on Ice? Oh. On it.
It was Strictly, wasn't it?
Or was it Sex Education?
Or was it School for Stars?
Oh, I loved School for Stars. Do you remember Mia?
Uh
I actually don't know whether. No, it wasn't here.
Just got to pay the toll. Do you have any money?
Absolutely not. Don't you have to pay for that?
Didn't you say it was included?
Oh, yeah, I did. Sorry. However, change of plan. I might go and see 69. Do you know where that theatre is?
Is it not at the Vaudeville?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure. I thought it was at the Apollo. Oh, I'm good at this now. I think it's at the Apollo.
I think that really annoying girl from TikTok's in it.
What, that Hannah... What's her second name again?
Is it Lother?
Lother.
Loathing.
I do, you? Oh, I hate that one. Yeah, she's always got something to say, hasn't she?
Oh, I think it was Lowther, just for the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Six?
Oh, it's really hard. I would like to see it. Do you recommend it?
Don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I have heard...
Have you actually not? Sorry, in real life. Have
no,
you actually...
of course I have.
Oh, so back to Six. I was like, rude.
Come on, of course I have. But I'm sure all the girls are going to eat it up. Don't you agree?
I agree. Do you think you would eat it up?
Low-key, I'm not a performer, so probably not. What do you think?
I think you'd make an amazing Catherine of Aragon. Who would you want to play?
I don't know. Maybe we should try it out?
Maybe we should be in it together. Would that be fun?
I guess so.
Shall we head there now?
Yes, please. If that's okay with you.
That's okay with me, but what about Titanic?
Sod that Leighton Williams. He's full of himself anyway, don't you think?
I don't think.
I'm just saying, don't you think all the time? That's really bad, isn't it? Oh, I'm messing this
okay,
up. Oh, there's a theatre there, isn't it?
He's like, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, there's a theatre there, isn't it?
I think that's it. Would you like to pull up here?
Yes, please, but only if you feel safe to do so.
Oh gosh. My brain stopped working.
Period.
The end. I'm done. Why is that so hard?
That was so hard and I feel like I was not very good at it.
No, me neither.
I just kept saying, if that's all right. That was fun. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Not me wrapping up the show.
Take it away.
To be fair, I started with the question, so I might as well wrap it up.
Go on then. Wrap it up.
Thank you so much for having me.
Make sure to like.
Comment.
Follow.
Subscribe. On all platforms.
Come on.
And yeah, support theatre. Support you, Hannah. Support me. It's actually been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Genuinely from the heart, it's so nice to see you like just smashing it. Like the growth is real. So yeah.
Thanks.
Like, 10 out of 10. And
don't because I fangirl every time I see Leighton.
No, don't. Like, oh! It's nice to see. And you know, sometimes you see things online. It's just like, it's the proof is in the pudding when you're out there booking and keeping busy. And the number one thing that we can do as performers is just keep going out there and entertaining.
Yeah,
so.
And supporting each other.
Exactly.
Appreciate you.
You've got my support,
thank you
baby.
So much for joining me.
Pleasure.
So that is a wrap on episode 2 of How Very Hannah. Thank you so much for joining me. I loved that episode. My very first guest, Leighton Williams, and he was amazing. I was a little bit nervous at first to have a guest on, but it was so much fun and it's got me really, really excited about the rest of the season. Season? Are we in America? The season, the series. So stay tuned. Make sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts, your visual podcasts, if you will. And thanks for joining us. I'm now going to make up an outro on the spot. How Very Hannah, that's episode 2. How Very Hannah, Leighton was Jamie New. How Very Hannah, I need a poo. How Very, I hope you enjoyed episode 2. That'll do. That rhymed too.